A lot has been made of that famous photo from the Apollo missions where you see the Earth from the moon. But you write about Voyager gave us our first solar system selfie.
It really was the first selfie of our solar system. You know, as the spacecraft finished their work and started climbing out of the plane of the planets, you know, the planets are kind of like on a LP record, rotating around the sun in a relatively flat plane. But Voyager 1 was just sort of rising up above that over time. And over the years, it just gets higher and higher, like an airplane coming off the runway, and you can see around you. And so the idea advocated by Carl Sagan and others to turn around and take a snapshot of our home and our neighbors and our star from such great distance was just absolutely brilliant. It totally perspective changing that pale blue dot that Carl Sagan wrote about and talked about, and realizing that, you know, everything we know, everything that is important to us is in just this tiny little dot. You know, it's kind of like going backwards from what I talked about before. You know, Voyager revealed these dots of light in the outer solar system as worlds, and we know our world as a habitable place, as place where all of the history that we know has occurred, and yet to see our world as a dot, it's just an incredibly humbling experience, and you realize the fragility of our existence.
And turning the spacecraft around to take that photograph, that wasn't really science in that, right? It was just for that perspective.
That's right. There wasn't science in it. It was just for that perspective, and that's why it was the last set of photographs that Voyager 1 ever took. There was a risk, actually, of pointing that camera close to the sun. It would fry the camera, would fry the electronics, and so they didn't want to take that risk earlier in the mission because there were still things to photograph. But once the spacecraft had passed by Saturn and was rising out of the plane of the solar system, there really wasn't anything else to photograph. Power levels are kind of running down. Staffing levels of people were running down as budgets were cut. And so they really had to get their act together in early 1990 and arrange for that one last set of photographs, that mosaic, that solar system portrait that showed us our pale blue dot.